Shannon Burns.
Hello, Miles. How are you?
I'm good. Have you had a good 2022?
I have had a fantastic 2020 for so many different reasons, including the fact that so much good music has come out this year.
It's been a great year for music. So many great comebacks, so much great new music as well.
So I feel like it's been a record number of like new artists that have come out this year. It's been hard to narrow it down, but we've come up with our favorite five songs that have come out this past year and apparently don't have any of the same songs.
I'm not sure I believe that. That's impossible.
I don't know either, but I'm excited to get into it. I don't know any of yours and you don't know any of mine, so I feel like you should start.
I think there's a couple that might surprise you. I'm gonna go with my fifth song first. So in at number five is Lizzo and To Be Loved.
Oh, that is a good one. That almost made the cut on mine. Really? I feel like I'm gonna say that to all of yours because it was so hard
I'll
to
narrow
it down.
I'll probably say the same thing for you as well.
Lizzo To Be Loved, that's a good one. And I recently found out it's about her boyfriend, Mike. A lot of her new music is.
Yes.
Her on again, off again relationship. Which is right now on again, so.
Okay.
Love that.
Long may it continue. Lizzo, To Be Loved. What about you? What's your first song?
Okay, number five for me is Cuff It by Beyonce.
Oh,
we got our Beyonce comeback this year that I feel like 2022 is going to be remembered for with her album Renaissance. The whole album is so good, but I feel like as soon as that album came out and we were all discussing which our favorite songs were, and you and I even talked about it, right away we're like, Cuff It.
Yeah.
That's like the song.
I remember like, the day it came out.
Yeah.
Because like Break My Soul had been out for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Or even longer, right? Because that was the first single off it. And then Cuff It came out and I was like, oh, this is so good. It was when we were in Montreal. The album came out the same weekend.
Totally. So we were like so discussing good. And that was the song. And then it really like took on a life of its own on TikTok. Everybody started with the dance and I just hear it all the time. And whenever it comes on, it's one of those songs that like, if you're kind of feeling in a bad mood or you're having trouble like waking up in the morning, that song comes on and you're like, okay, it's gonna be a good day.
100%.
Love it so much.
Yes. My next song is Kendrick Lamar's Rich Spirit. It's such a good song. Off that album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, which is going to win, I think, everything at the Grammys next year. But that song in particular, you hear this beat when it comes in and you're just like, you know when you can't quite predict how he's going to start rapping on top of it?
Yeah.
And then it comes in and he's like, oh, that's the flow. And it's just so good. I listen to that driving down with the windows down all the time and I just love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I totally agree with what you say about him winning a lot of Grammys because I feel like the Grammys just like love Kendrick
they
Lamar.
They love him.
And I think he's the most nominated this
year
with
I
Beyonce.
Think so, yeah.
So yeah, I can definitely see him winning a lot for
it's
that
gonna be
one.
Big.
It's going to be so awesome.
What's your next song?
Okay, number four on my list is Complete Mess by Fetch Back in the Summer. We had an interview with them this year that was a little bit chaotic. If you've seen it, if you know, you know. It was a lot. Every interview we've done with 5 Seconds of Summer has just been chaotic.
Yeah.
But I just fell in love with their album, so I was so excited to talk to them about that. So that song specifically has just been on repeat.
Music video as well.
Great music video. Yeah. They do it so well.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They're cool boys. My next song is Burna Boy, who we saw live at Oshaga, Montreal.
Right.
His song Last is so good. It just kind of brings me back to summer. And I'm just like, if I close my eyes, I can kind of pretend that I'm back there in like June, July, August.
Do you ever find that when you like, you love a song and then you see it live and then it just changes the way that you listen to the song after
Definitely.
That?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that music festival has a lot to do with why that song's on my list. Because I remember like, we were kind of almost done with the interviews because I think it was on the last day and we were just like, like it came on and he did like an extended version of it and everyone was just like, oh, I don't want it to end. And it was the last song of the set.
Yeah.
So good.
So good when you can enjoy it with other people too.
Yeah.
Such a vibe.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Oh, and oh, sorry, the girl I was sat next to on the plane to Montreal was next to me during that song.
What?
Yeah, we bumped into each other.
No way.
And we'd experienced like a near life-ending moment
because the turbulence on that flight.
So we were just like, we're here, we made it, we're alive. It's Burna Boy.
And then you could celebrate it together.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
That's cool.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Number three on my list is Vegas by Doja Cat. Not only because we did, I go to Vegas this year with iHeartRadio, which was so fun, but that song is also on the soundtrack of Elvis, which came out this year.
How many times have you watched that movie?
Three at this point.
Also, it's like three hours long.
It's so good. Went back to the theater a couple times to go see it. I interviewed Austin Butler this year, so I think that also has part to do with it.
Yeah.
But I do find that every time I do talk about the song Vegas on Virgin Radio, people roast me for how I say it. Because I always end up saying Vegas.
Vegas?
But people say that that's wrong. But I think it's just my Canadian accent.
I don't know. My British accent says Vegas.
Yeah, which I don't know. I feel like it all sounds the same, but people always call me on it. So it's a love-hate relationship with that song. But it still makes my list.
My next song on the list of my favorite of 2022 has to be Bad Habits by Steve Lacy.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a
good
one.
Such a good song.
Yeah. He really came out there in 2022.
Yeah, he really did. Like, definitely came into his own. He'd produced songs for Kendrick Lamar before.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. There's a song on Kendrick's last album, not this new one, called Love, and he produced that.
Wow.
And you can kind of hear it. It does kind of sound
very
similar.
I love that song. That's crazy. Yeah. That's wild.
So, Steve Lacy, yeah, huge. I can't wait to see what he does next in 2023.
Nice. Totally. 2022, of course, is the year of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
We can't have a list without talking about Taylor Swift. Of course, her song Antihero. That was immediately my favorite off of her new album, although it's very hard to decide because that whole album is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's when we have like countdowns years to come when we are old and we're looking back online for all the like playlists of the top songs of like the 2020s. I really feel like Antihero is going to be one of those songs.
It's going to be up there for sure. Yeah. And there's been like 17 versions of it. There's like so many different remixes. There's an acoustic version. There was the Bleachers remix as well that she released. But yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah. So
definitely
good.
The standout on that album, Midnights, for sure.
Are we at song number one?
I think we're at song number one. I'm going to put my drink down for this because it's a biggie. This song, off the album Dawn FM, it just instantly gets me. I love it, and it's gonna remind me of this year for forever. It's The Weeknd's Out of Time.
Nice.
It's just so good. And it doesn't even, it's like, it brings you back to a different era, not even 2022.
That's
it's like,
true.
It's almost kind of like 80s, like.
He does have a lot of 80s vibes. That has been a reoccurring theme with
and
The Weeknd.
I work nights, so whenever that song comes on, I always feel like I need to be like, it's late night love with This is The Weeknd and Out of Time. And I just love it. I just love the whole vibe. My mom loves it as well, so.
Yeah. And Canadian.
Yeah.
Gotta shout out The Weeknd for that.
And what about your number one?
Okay, and this, I didn't choose a song because I made eye contact with this artist this year, but that does help and did give it maybe a few bonus points. But my number one song is As It Was by Harry Styles.
Yes.
He had two fantastic shows in Toronto. I went to both of them. Producer Jess is maybe a bigger fan than I am, which is saying a lot because I'm a huge Harry Styles fan.
Close second.
Yeah, close second. Yeah. I'll happily take that place. But As It Was, I think that's going to be the song for me where I listen to it and I'm going to be like, ah, 2022, such a good year. So yeah, Harry Styles.
Yeah.
That's my heart.
I think it was
one.
The most streamed song of the year. It was like 1.6 billion streams or something
as
well.
So I'm very much like everyone else and don't have my own personality because Harry Styles. Because I love Harry Styles with everyone else. So it's so good.
That's our top five of 2022. Leave your comments below of which songs you've been listening to and who you want to hear new music from in 2023 as well.
I know. I haven't even thought about that. All the new music we're going to get next year too. Yay.
Make sure you check out the iHeartRadio app as well and stream all of our artists and personality playlists of some of our favorite songs in 2022. We'll see you in the new year.
Woo!
Cheers to that.
Woo. Chug.
Down it.
Yeah.